Praise God. Is it a privilege to be here today? Come on, we'll do better than that. Is it a privilege to be here today? You know, the old rain's coming down, the mud's around this time. You know, the old enemy can start speaking to us. Oh, it's not finished yet. God wants to do something in our life. Who agrees with that? Amen. And, you know, part of scripture, should I say, that I want us to turn to in John chapter 6. You know, just come to me one day. I knew I had to preach in here a while ago, and sometimes you study and you look for different things in that, but I can remember a particular day we was having a bit of a chat with one of the sisters in the church, me and my wife, and we sat down and was chatting about Christianity, about the life that we lead. And this, I just said this scripture, and I knew instantly that the Lord had given me it for here. And it's something that's very, very simple. Today's meant to be a bit of a Bible study. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I just want to be led by the Holy Spirit, simple as that. So it's John chapter 6, and I'll start reading from 66. So it's John 6, verse 66. It's halfway in between the chapter. It's coming towards the end of the 7. But this is what the word of the Lord says. After this, many of his disciples turned back, and they no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Amen. I want to talk about our walk. You know, most of us in here today, I've come from churches, church backgrounds, walked the Lord through many years, some not so long. And this conversation went on, you know, there was a group of disciples all together. And just before this, Jesus was giving a very deep teaching. He was talking about telling them to eat of his flesh and tell them to take of his blood. And you know, throughout all history, people have got this part of scripture wrong. And Jesus was more or less telling people that was going to follow him that, listen, you've got to walk like I've walked. You know, you've got to live like I've lived. You've got to do what I've got to do. It's going to be difficult for you. It's going to be hard for you. But unless you do these things, then you will not be part of me. One day, one glorious day, we're not going to be in tents. We're going to be with God in heaven. Amen. But until that time, we need to walk with Jesus. Who would say amen to that? Who needs to walk with the Lord today? And after he'd give a little bit of a difficult teaching that the people didn't understand, because if you read just before this, he said, "The words that I am speaking to you are spiritual words. They're spiritual. They're something that only my children will understand." And he turns to the 12 disciples and he looks at them and he says, after a few of them has left and they've turned around, they grumbled and complained. They couldn't understand what Jesus was all about. And they said, "You know what? We can't do this." And they walked away from him. And then he looked at the 12 and he said, "Look, do you want to leave as well?" And I wonder how many of us in here has found it difficult to walk with the Lord at times. Let's be real. How many of us in here has found it hard, you know, to continue being a Christian? If you really want to follow the Lord, or what I've seen of it and what I've studied of it, it's not easy. But you pick up your cross and you do it daily. It's a hard and very difficult task to be a true Christian, because you're constantly denying the sinful side of us that comes so easy. And Jesus looks at him and he asks him a direct question. Do you also want to leave? And one of them, praise God, one of them, Peter, Simon Peter, steps out and he says something that in my heart I have said many times. And maybe you have too. Lord, where can I go? Where can I go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen? Lord, where can I go? And that's the truth. And for me, when I was thinking about that little tiny bit of scripture, it must have meant so much to Jesus as well. Because finally, out of all history, it comes down to a little verse here where the union of man and God is perfect. Where you have a perfect Jesus, a God who was unbelievable in the flesh, standing before a sinful man. And the sinful man realizes that he is nothing and he has nothing without him who's standing before him, Jesus. And what we need to understand today while we're in this field, till we leave Friday or whenever we leave, is that Jesus is everything. That without him, we have nothing. Would you agree? And Peter, he gets to that point in life, you know, an aged man, a man who lived a life, who made mistakes, who did problems, who was a fisherman, who lived a life, you know, outside of Christ. But now he's met Christ. Now he's with Christ. And now he has an opportunity to walk away or stand and stick with Jesus. Many of us in our heart has had that opportunity. Many of us in here today might be going through something that nobody else sees. I didn't know what John was going to share today, but the truth of the fact is, you know, Christianity is, you know, a difficult thing at times, and sometimes deep within our heart, we can say, you know what, I can't handle it anymore. How many of us has got to that point? Raise your hand to encourage somebody else. Come on, do better than that. Anybody else? Only praise Jesus. Look around. There's so many of us that has come to points in our life and in our walk because of situations in life that's been going on, problems, sicknesses, deaths, illnesses. You know, I'm not here to depress you today. It's going to get better. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. While we walk with the Lord, the rain's going to come. You know, can you hear it on the... Be quiet for me. You might be able to hear it on the tent. The rain's going to come, the problems are going to hit us, life is going to pass us by, years are going to roll into years. And I want to tell you something, we will change, people will change, people will live and die, but Jesus will never change. He will stay the same, what? Yesterday, today, and what? Forever. Do you thank the Lord for that? Because I do. If we come to that point today, when we're in here, and we stand before the Lord. Say, Lord, where can I go? If I go back into the world, how many of us have seen people that was once in a tent praising Jesus and giving God glory? And what happens is life and its problems and its circumstances and stress and miva gets in and makes a wedge, and they allow it to rip them away from this Savior, this Jesus. And what happens is they end up back into the world. They filter out. They try and back out very quietly. And then they blame somebody. Or, you know, have you ever seen it? Oh, it's their fault. It's the Christian's fault. It's the pastor's fault. It's this. It's no one's fault. If you turn your back on Jesus, you turned your back on Jesus. He is still there. He hasn't moved. He hasn't changed. He might ask you the question, are you going to leave? The choice is yours. You have freedom. Notice in this part of scripture, Jesus didn't go after the ones that left. He didn't go and say, stop, what are you doing? I'm your only way. I am John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's nothing else past me. He let them go. Because God does not want robots. He was designed that way. He wants people to love and cherish and want that union and that relationship with the Lord, that where we get to the point when life is falling around, where life is difficult and hard, we can still come to Jesus and say this, Lord, I can't go nowhere. I'm sticking with you. Amen? Who wants to do that today? Who needs to say to their self, I'm sticking with you, Jesus? While others will turn, while others will walk away, while others may find it very difficult to stomach the things that the Lord is teaching us in our life, telling us not to lie, telling us how to walk with Him, telling us how to live right and to be right. You know what we need to do? We need to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I got nowhere to go. I'm not going back to them pubs. I'm not going back to that old dead religion. I'm not going back to that fight. I'm not going back to that robbing. I'm not going back to that stealing. I'm not going back to that choring. I'm not going to take my family down that road no more. I'm not doing it no more, Lord. I'm stopping with you. If we understand that, you see, it takes a moment in someone's life when they get to that point where they say, right, the penny drops. They understand that Jesus is everything. And then we're faced with a choice. We have a choice after this. When we get to that point in life where we understand I can't go nowhere, I'd love to backslide. But what I'm saying is, you think to yourself, I want to get to that place, you know, I can, where it's easy. How many of us in here, being genuine today, has thought that sometimes life is easier when you wasn't a Christian? It would be so much easier to walk with. It was so much easier to do your own thing. You know, go and live your own life and do whatever you want to do. But you know what the truth is? Because you have met with the Master, because you have tasted the truth, because you know how good He is, because you know that the promises of God are real, that one day, then we close our eyes to this world and we open our eyes in heaven, that it's all going to be worthwhile. We've got to stay the course. Amen. And Jesus was on the other side of it when He heard them words. Listen to what the Word of God says. Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In that small part of Scripture, you've got the Word, you've got belief, and you've got knowledge. And you've got Jesus, and you've got a man. You've got everything. If you've got the Lord, if you've got Jesus in your life, if you've got the Word of God in beside you, if you've got belief in Jesus, and let me tell you something, if you've got the knowledge to understand that there is no other way, I want to tell you something, you've got the best tools in life to keep going on in Jesus. Amen? Who knows that today? Who knows that you need to continue in the Lord? Who knows that there is nothing in the whole world, is there? In that world that's, you know, back there, the ways of the world and all that's there, these other people turned and they walked away from Christ. And there's sometimes what we need to do is this. We need to understand that we have to be the ones that will stand for the Lord. It's very difficult in a world that's constantly changing. In a politically correct, mad world where if you name Jesus and if you come against the things that this government and this world is standing up for, then we're going to be the ones that's going to get locked up. I truly believe this will take place one day. We have to stand up for Jesus. We have to stand up for biblical truths. And one day, even if it comes to the point where we will be the ones, will we stand? Or we walk away. Who wants to stand? Who wants to say, I'm sticking with Jesus. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about this world. I don't care about the government's getting things wrong. You know, passing gay marriage left, right, and center. Doing this, women preach. Listen, let me tell you something. Stand for Jesus. Stand for what's right. Live for the Lord. If you love your families, how many of us in here has got families that are not saved? How many of us got people that we love and care for who ain't met with Jesus yet, this Jesus? And you know the only way, if we turn and walk away from the Lord, what will happen? They will never meet you. You can be the only Bible that they might ever see. Stand for the Lord. We've bought this tent, a bigger tent, praise God, and we want to fill it like we want to fill heaven. And what we need to do as Christian, as men and as women of God, is stand for the truth in our life and say, I want to stand with the Lord. I'm going to do what's right. I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be difficult, but where can I go? It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Lord today. Who loves Jesus? Come on, who loves the Lord? We love Jesus, and He loves us. And this part of Scripture just talks very simple about it. This is what it says. Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that You are the Holy One of God. Amen. What a statement. We have come to know and we have believed that You are the Holy One of God. Once you get to that level, nothing else matters. Nothing else is good enough. Nothing that this world can give, nothing else that this world can offer is good enough. Because if you've got Jesus, my friend, you've got it all. Trust me, if you've got the Lord in your life, you've got it all. You might have a few troubles. Jesus said, in this world, you will have what? Come on. You will have troubles, but do what? Take heart, because I have overcome them. I believe that soon the Lord's going to return, and we need to be ready. I don't believe in being somebody who lives a defeated Christianity. Always down, always miserable. You've been around them, always down, miserable, all this. And what good is that? Show Jesus in your life. Live Jesus. Say, you know what? I'm not leaving Him. He's with me and I'm with Him. I'm standing for the Word of God. I'm going to have Him. And you know what? Something after this, when you read through, there was happiness. There's peace, there's joy, and there's contentment having Christ in your life. Why would you swap it for anything less? But I want to speak to the ones that's been going through a difficult time, a dry time. You ever been there? Ever been in a dry time, or is it just me? Where you read your Bible, it doesn't seem to be speaking. Go to the church and nobody's shaking your hand. There's problems around you going on and you feel like, where are You, God? You ever been like that? I want to tell you something. He's there right beside of you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He just loves you. And today we need to understand, to get that in our heart, and we just get to that crossroads in life where we say, right, now I know I'm sticking with the Lord. I'm doing what I can. I'm walking with the Lord. I'm doing my best that I can. I'm going to have these problems left and right. I need to fix my eyes on the author and the perfecter of my faith. I need to keep with Jesus, do what's right. But I'm going to make a decision now. I can either just eke me time out until the Lord comes or till I die and do not much about it. Read me Bible now and again. Go to church once a week or whatever you do. Or we can say, I'm going to win ground for Jesus. If a man gets up in the morning and by the time he puts his boots on, if he's not a threat to the enemy, then he's not living right for Christ. If you get up in the morning time and your aim is just you and your life and you're not wanting to push back the enemy, then you ain't living for the Lord right. Because we need to, while the time is short, win people for the Lord. We don't understand everything we see and know as a beginning, a middle, and an end. But step outside of it, you've got all of eternity. And we have the words here. These men said, you have the words of eternal life, Jesus. We are now the mouthpiece for Jesus. And we can take the words of eternal life to our friends and our families on sites, on camps, in houses, in chalets, in trailers, in back lanes. We can take it to them. Our feet can do that now. Do you want to be part of that? You want to say, I want to start stepping out for the Lord. I want to start doing things for Christ. I don't want to live a defeated Christianity. I want to live victoriously in the Lord. And you know what? If you walk right, if you live right, if you step out right in the right directions and give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to use me. Whether you be man, woman, or child, but be genuine in here. That's what's needed. Words are cheap. Who knows that? Words are cheap. But a genuine heart that's been converted and changed by Jesus and a love for him will drive you to live for Christ. There's a part of scripture I'm going to turn to quickly. I'm not going to keep you very long. I'm going to be finishing very, very shortly. It's in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. Listen to what it says. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters. Amen? Read that again. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters. Who wants to work for the Lord? Who wants to get to that point where we understand, right, I got nowhere else to go. I'm stopping. I'm with the Lord. I'm going to focus my mind. I'm going to do a couple of things. I want to give you some advice. If you want to get into that position in life, there are simple things that we need to do. Step up, brush up. Every Sunday you will hear people say this to you. Read your word. Pray. I'm going to church. Three simple things. How are you doing that? If we've got to that point where we're the other side of this declaration, then we need to ask ourselves, am I in the Word? Have I been in God's Word where God can speak to me, challenge me, and stretch me spiritually? Or am I just in a position where I just go to church now and again? Or, you know, doing that's not going to make you a warrior for God. What's going to make you strong is by doing things right. And God has set about an order for us in the Word of God. And it's to love his word, to love him, and to love God's people, to be in his household, and to go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Who wants to do that this day? Whatever you do, whether you pick a bit of rubbish up there, whether the brothers put the tent up, whether you cook some food, whether you just, whatever it is that you're doing on here, do it for the Lord. Do it for the Lord. Say, I'm doing it for Jesus and no other reason. Well, and don't just leave it here. Take it on. Take that home, that heart in your, that go into your heart, melt into your heart and into your mind. Say, I'm going to change from now on. I understand that I need the Lord. I understand that difficult times will come, but I'm going to stick with him and I'm going to work for the Lord. Whatever days I've got left, I'm going to glorify the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's bow our heads. If that's you in this place, we don't need to come forward. But if that is you, and you really mean it, stand where you are. If you want to make a decision, I want to be busy about God's kingdom now. And stand. I'm not on about everybody, I'm on about the ones that want to. They want to do something about it. I want to change. Don't want to be the same, want to be different. Don't want to be one foot in, one foot out, but want to be genuinely real, being transformed by Christ and his words. Let's pray together now. Let's all raise our hands and pray. Say, Lord, take me forward. So ask, Lord, take me forward. Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name, my God. Lord, that the areas, my God, Lord, that let me understand, my God, Lord, that I've got nowhere else to go, got nothing else. There is nothing else good enough. But Lord, you are everything. You are preeminent in our life. And we pray in Jesus' name, my God, Lord, that we would go forward, my God, no longer backing back, but Lord, taking and winning ground for you. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that your word, that's a lamp unto our feet, would challenge us, my God, Lord, to step out. Tell him that you love him. Ask the Lord to show you areas. The Lord will direct and guide you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's keep praying. Let's ask the Lord. Thank you, Lord.